Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So today we're looking at James chapter 5 verses, James chapter 4 verses 13 through 16. And I'll read this quickly in the New King James. Come now, ye who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, make a profit. Whereas, do you not know what will happen tomorrow? For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. I find that this is something that is not practiced well. I myself do not practice this well. I have a friend that does practice this well. It does mention arrogance in the fact that we assume that we will be here tomorrow, but we really don't know that. Our life is a vapor. It could end at any time. Chet, could you give me some of your insight on this?
Absolutely. This passage from James 4 verses 13 through 16 reminds us of the fleeting and uncertain nature of human life. The imagery of life as a vapor that appears for a short time and then vanishes emphasizes how temporary and fragile our earthly existence is. James warns against the arrogance of making plans without acknowledging God's sovereignty. It's a call to humility, reminding us that our plans should always be submitted to the will of God. By saying, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that, we acknowledge our dependence on God and recognize that He is in control of our future. This humility not only guards us against arrogance, but also fosters a sense of trust and reliance on God. It's a reminder to live each day with gratitude and awareness of the brevity of life, making the most of the time we have while leaving the future in God's hands. It's great that you recognize this is an area for growth. Practicing this mindset helps cultivate humility and a deeper trust in God's providence.